Well, tonight's an important launch of a very important event that's taking place on the 12th of May in Parc Saint-Cantonnerre, which is all around the Darkness to Light project, which was initiated about 10 years ago. And effectively, people walk, crawl, get on their bike, run 5K in aid of suicide awareness and suicide prevention charities. And what's unique about this event is that it's the first time it's ever done in Belgium, and we hope it will lead to other events in Belgium. A colleague of mine died through suicide, Shane McEntee, who was a government minister, and it happened 4 years ago, and it was a terrible event within our political party, obviously terrible for Shane's family and his community, but it left an indelible mark on all of us to do more. Politicians aren't good at talking about their emotions. Men especially aren't good at that. And if one looks, for instance, at the rate of youth suicide amongst men in Ireland, it's really quite dramatic.
Can anybody hear me calling? Will anyone see that I'm falling?
So I'm Brian Higgins, I'm the CEO of Pieta House, and we are the Centres for the Prevention of Suicide and Self-Harm across Ireland. At its simplest level, it's a 5K walk, but it starts in the absolute black of night, and we walk through the dawn and into the light of the day, and it's very symbolic of the journey that we take alongside our clients. After costs, we will split the proceeds 50-50, and we will leave 50% of the proceeds here in Brussels to help both the Flemish community and the French-speaking community here. And for us, that's important, because the vision of Pieta House is of a world where suicide and self-harm and stigma have been replaced by hope, self-care and acceptance. We can't create that world on our own.
I want to start to live again.
I'm Sarah Ironside, and I'm the chair of the committee that's organising the Darkness into Light Brussels 2018. One of my closest friends at home lost her husband to suicide 6 years ago, 39-year-old man who left home one morning to go to the cattle and never came back from the farm. So the impact of death by suicide is so, so much different to any other death. By making this happen in Brussels, this is maybe a tiny sort of thing that we can do, and to partner with Pieta House, with two Belgian organisations, I just think it's a really inspiring initiative.
I'm Kirsten Pauls from the Centre for Suicide Prevention in Flanders. We are a partner in the Darkness into Light Brussels event, which is taking place in May. Daily there are 3 people in Flanders dying by suicide. For Belgium it's 6 people, and we know we have one of the highest rates in Europe. It's 1.5 times the European average. The Darkness into Light event will be there to show to everyone who is affected by suicide or is thinking about suicide themselves that they can talk about it, it's okay to talk about it, and by walking in the Darkness into Light event, I think we can show that we care.
I want to start to live.